This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, it is, and welcome to it. It is Monday, and that means it is Money in Motion. These segments are sponsored by Klaus Financial, and joining us here this week, I misspoke earlier, I'm sorry, Kyle and Steve. Steve and Kyle, welcome back.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing today?
Great, great. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Cubbies, I know, split it, but, you know, they're still full speed ahead as they head into Los Angeles.
Yeah, absolutely. They got past their ace, so hopefully we're on the home stretch now.
Yes, and your Minnesota Vikings remain the only undefeated team in all of the NFL, Kyle.
Absolutely. We'll take it any way we can get it. So.
Yes. All right, so this week, if anyone calls in with the correct answer to the Klaus quiz question of the week, they will receive a $25 gift card from Macy's. That's right, Macy's. It's not too early. It's a Christmas shop or maybe Halloween shop for a costume. $25 gift card from Macy's for the first caller with the correct answer to the Klaus quiz question of the week. All right. Well, I have a question for you guys. Speaking of questions, if I were to retire prior to the age of 65, what is the average cost of health insurance per month for an individual in the United States?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mike. And to some degree, there are some variables involved with that. But for the most part, for most individuals that are somewhere between the ages of 62 and 65 in the United States, it's usually around $300 per month for an average individual. And it will obviously depend on the type of coverage you have, your deductibles, many other variables wrapped around Obamacare in general. So that when you're looking for, you know, potentially with retiring couples before age 65, it could easily be in excess of $600 a month or more. For some, I've heard anywhere from $1,100 a month. So it is definitely part of the overall planning process when you look at not only the medical insurance, but prescriptions, you know, and once a person becomes age 65, then they sign up for Medicare. Part A, then you add a cost for Part B, you have Medicare supplements. So again, there are a lot of variables involved, and that's where you really hear us talk many times about using a team approach, where as a financial professional, we gear towards and concentrate into the retirement planning area, acting as the coach and quarterback. But it's important to have that insurance professional, the CPA for your tax work, an attorney for your legal work, could be a banker when there's other areas of borrowing or saving involved. So it really needs to be that team approach from our perspective.
Yeah, and we've used that metaphor before about you know, a quarterback and a coach, and talk about the importance of a financial team, not just one individual advisor, but a whole team of advisors. How when and where can Klaus Financial assist someone in getting their act together as far as their finances go?
Well, that's another good question. With regard to our firm, Klaus Financial, again, we act, and what I'm referring to when I say coach is it helps, we help people to create the plan for their retirement. And again, realizing and recognizing that we need to coordinate with our other professionals because, again, it's, you know, kind of like if you're going to a general practitioner for medical checkup or something like that versus going to a specialist. If you, from our perspective, having a specialist in each category means they know a lot about a little instead of a little about a lot. And when it comes to actually, you know, designing your plan and implementing it, which is the quarterback aspects of what we do, we feel it's very important to have those specialists in each of those respective categories.
What are, if we were to make a list of things that we need to consider before retiring, and, you know, if you want to retire before 65 or, you know, if that's the time frame where you want to, what sort of items should we consider before we retire?
Yeah, this is we've just touched on a few of them. There's really five big things that you're going to want to consider. Health insurance is obviously a big one, especially for people who are under age 65. This can be a large cost that we have to account for a few years. The next one is, you know, reduction in debt. We obviously prefer our clients to have zero debt if possible, because that's the best kind of debt, is no debt. And the reason we say that is because that gives you the most flexibility. We're all pretty familiar with, you know, you've got your living expenses, food, clothing, that kind of stuff. But if we can eliminate the other car payments and mortgages and things like that, that just gives us more flexibility with what we want to do in retirement. And maybe we can spend a little more on trips and doing those kinds of things if we don't have to worry about all these other monthly expenses. With that being said, there are good debts, and then there's also bad debts as well. So some good debts are mortgages. Obviously, interest rates are pretty low right now, so if you haven't refinanced or looked at refinancing in the last couple of years, that's something you definitely want to take into account. But a mortgage isn't necessarily a bad debt. Same thing with student loans. I know a lot of our clients like to help their kids with college expenses and things like that. Student loans generally aren't that bad of an investment.
Because the rates are usually pretty low on those, right?
Yeah, exactly. And anytime you're investing, well, you know, if our clients have student loans, they've obviously invested in themselves. So usually that's going to pay dividends versus some other types of debts like your credit cards and things like that. So we obviously want no debt if possible. But if we have no credit card debt, none of that consumer debt, that's huge. With interest rates so low, we have many clients that choose to finance a vehicle now because, again, you can get 0% or very low. So that's, again, another situation where it's not necessarily bad debt, but no debt is the best debt. So,
And what are some other? So we talked about health insurance coverage, one item, reduction or elimination of debt. As a second item, you mentioned five. What would the third item to consider before retirement be?
Well, and again, the last three, Mike, are actually adequate savings and liquidity for emergencies and buffer. Consolidating assets, we'll get into in a little few minutes, and then also the estate planning aspects, as I mentioned earlier, having that professional attorney that can help you with creating your actual legal documents that you need to have in place. That's the other part. But going back to adequate savings and liquidity, that's always a major for people. In other words, how much buffer emergency cash should you have? And in general, while you're still working, many people have probably heard over the years, you know, have 3 to 6 months of your net living expenses, not your gross income, but what you actually spend on a monthly basis as an emergency buffer backup. And that's for those what ifs in life. What if something breaks, or what if you lose your job, or you end up deciding to go into a different career. You know, there's a lot of variables involved. So having that liquid and available, we're not so worried for people of what kind of earnings you have on that emergency liquid cash. It's really having it available. So it's not so much, again, the return on the money. It's the return of the money when you need it. Keep it liquid, available. And if it's earning nothing, as it probably has for the last several years, that's fine, because the objective is liquidity.
If you have any questions at all about anything we're talking about, 815-398-9765 is the phone number, 815-398-WROK. You can join us live asking Kyle or Steve any questions at all. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these items to consider before retirement that Steve and Kyle touched on, including the consolidation of assets and estate planning. This is the Michael Coolidge Show, Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. Stay with us.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
That's right. And we are back on Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. These segments are sponsored by Kloss Financial, and you can call the show right now, 815-398-9765, 815-398-WROK. Before the break, we were talking about five items to consider before you retire. Health insurance coverage, number one. Number two, reduction or elimination of debt. Number three, adequate savings and liquidity. And let me ask you, before we get into these final two, consolidation of assets and estate planning, how does liquidity and cash flow work in retirement with regards to investments? What sort of decisions do you need to make as far as having cash on hand versus how much of that money should be held up in investments?
Yeah, you know, we do run into that at times, Mike, where a person will have a comfort level during retirement or even before, and they almost have too much liquid cash for emergencies and buffer cash. Mm-hmm. And again, when you look at interest rates having been at zero for the last 4 or 5 years or more, you know, if you have, for example, a need to have $25,000 for your emergency buffer cash, and you end up having $100,000, well, there's an awful lot of money that really could have been invested in working for you towards your retirement or even during retirement. So there is a balance. And we can at times almost end up where retirees just being almost too conservative and they just have a lot of money sitting on the sides doing nothing that really isn't needed for any of their emergency or buffer or lifestyle. And it could just be more efficiently used for their future and or their future, you know, estate planning aspects of things. So there is a balance. You can overdo it and definitely underdo it.
And that's great. An organization like Kloss Financial comes in to help you decide where and how you should allocate those assets and savings and liquidity and having liquidity in your finances versus investments. Consolidation of assets. That's the number four thing, item for people to consider before they retire. What do you mean by the consolidation of assets exactly?
Yeah, it's a great question, Mike. What we mean by consolidation is just getting your arms around everything that we have out there. So many people have worked at, you know, various companies throughout the years, and maybe they have an old 401k sitting out there that nobody's watching anymore. They may have forgot about it. So these are all things that we just want to keep our arms around. So you want to, as you get closer to retirement and especially in retirement, you want to start consolidating all of these different accounts. Typically, if they're all 401ks or old IRAs, things like that, they can be consolidated into one IRA, which is a little easier to keep track of. And the reason that we want them in one IRA for the most part is because we have those required minimum distributions that we always talk about. So if your financial planner isn't aware of how many IRAs you have out there, you may pull out an insufficient amount for the RMDs, and that can lead to penalties and things like that. So especially with IRAs, we want to keep a control on everything so that when it comes time for those required minimum distributions, we know where they're at and what dollar to pull out. The other thing is old pensions. Many employers used to have pensions and now they're gone. So we've occasionally gotten people who get a letter from a previous employer offering them a lump sum buyout of their old pension that they forgot that they had. So it's just really important to know exactly what we're going to be entitled to when we retire and where this is all going to. So
yeah, that's something that is a nice little surprise sometimes. If you worked at a company maybe a couple years ago and you were signed up for a pension and, you know, or some sort of a IRA, and you left that company and just, you know, went off and did something else, you might have some money sitting somewhere that you forgot about.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just because you're consolidating with one advisor, we talk about this all the time too with diversification, just because you're with one financial advisor, that doesn't mean that all your eggs are in one basket. So that's another point that we want to make, that just having one professional to help you with all the investments, keep track of it, is a good thing. Because even if you have five different advisors, but you own Apple stock in every single advisor, that doesn't necessarily mean you're diversified. So just because you're putting it all with one person doesn't mean that you're putting all your eggs in one basket, which is an important distinction to make.
815-398-9765 is the phone number, 815-398-WROK. If you have any questions at all about anything we're talking about, we've gone over the five items to consider before you retire: health insurance coverage, reduction or elimination of debt, adequate savings and liquidity, consolidation of assets, and finally, estate planning, leaving things for people who will exist when you are no longer existing. What do you guys have to say about estate planning?
Well, that's very true, Mike. And one of the main things we point out, as I mentioned earlier, is we are not attorneys, so we do not actually write the documents. But from a planning standpoint for retirement and or estate planning in general, there are important documents for you to talk with an attorney about, even before retirement. Because in today's environment, with privacy and everything, HIPAA is one that is out there in the medical community, and without a release, spouses are not even able to obtain information from their physicians' offices with regard to their own health issues. So that's one area that we see. Also, for when you have dollars accumulated, regardless of what type of an account it is, if it's not jointly owned, and retirement accounts are not able to be jointly owned, having durable powers of attorney for property are very important. That would just designate and say who could legally sign your name for you to take care of your expenses and access your accounts if you weren't able to. Many people might have heard of healthcare powers of attorney, along with the medical aspects of things. They're the ones that would help make any final decision, life or death type of decisions based on what your wishes are. So there are areas of that nature. You know, most people are familiar with wills. They may or may not be needed as much in the, currently, because many times you can have beneficiaries designated on your respective accounts. And you can actually now in Illinois even have a beneficiary designation for your house. So there are, again, other avenues of flexibility just to be aware of. As we always say, blow the dust off those documents and make sure that the things would be going where you want to. You have all your stuff. Where would you want it to go, and who would you want to receive it if and when you pass away? Living trusts are another area that can be adding great flexibility to an overall estate plan depending on your needs and situations.
What is a living trust exactly?
It's basically a document that an attorney would write in advance that, in its simplest form, as I understand it, pre-probates your estate so that at your death, instead of having to go through a probate process and having a probate judge designate whether or not your executor and your will is approved, with a living trust, it's already been basically pre-approved. An attorney would write the document, as I mentioned. With your assets being in a living trust, then there really is no need, most cases, for an attorney to do that. The trustee or the individual that's designated to do the instructions of what the trust is saying would be the one that would take care of everything at your death. And normally, as a living trust, you still have full control over everything. You control it, you can change it, you can sell whatever you want. You don't give up any of your control during your life, but you're just deciding up front who would take care of it, and even from a court standpoint, before your death. So that has some great flexibility. It's also much more private. As many people may or may not be aware, a will is actually, once it's all approved by the probate judges, is on record at the courthouse, where a living trust is not. So privacy is a big plus with the living trusts.
Interesting. If you want more information about any of the things we talked about, or some more guidance or some coaching on what to do as far as planning for retirement goes, planning for your estate, consolidating assets, whether or not to have a significant amount of debt, and what to do with money you might have beyond your rainy day funds and how many months you need to have in your bank account, etc. Call Kloss Financial at 815-877-8440. That's 815-877-8440. And that is also the number to call the answer to the Kloss Quiz question of the week. The first caller with the correct answer will receive a $25 gift card from Macy's. Kind of messed up here. I asked this question early on, but if you weren't listening to the entire broadcast and you heard the answer to the Kloss Quiz question of the week, we will ask it right now. And if you answer correctly, you can win a $25 gift card to Macy's. The question is, if I retire prior to the age of 65, what is the average cost of health insurance per month for an individual in the United States? Again, if I retire prior to the age of 65, what is the average cost of health insurance per month for an individual in the United States? That answer was given earlier in the show. And if you have it, you can win a $25 gift card to Macy's if you call 815-877-8440. Steve and Kyle, is there anything else you would like to add about anything at all that we talked about before we say goodbye this week?
You know, one other quick add-on for the overall estate planning I wanted to mention is that many times we have clients also who are very charitably minded, And part of the type of trust work they can actually have done is called a charitable remainder unit trust or annuity trust. So it allows for an individual to have their near and dear charities continue to receive money from their estate before and after their death. So that is one other element of planning.
Interesting. So you after your death, you can continue to, with your estate, give money to charities that you care a lot about.
Yes, you can.
That's great. I did not realize that. Steve and Kyle, we always enjoy having you on the show. I know you guys are excited about Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. Any predictions? How many games the series is going to go and who might wind up the victor?
I'm going to call the Cubs in six. I think LA will get one more out there before we come back. So
I think that makes a lot of sense. I'm all for it.
That way the Cubs can celebrate in Wrigleyville. I mean, there's going to be celebrations in Wrigleyville regardless of how the series ends, hopefully, you know, if they wind up the victor. But it would be great for them to celebrate at Wrigley Field. I think that would be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think that would be if there is a Game 6, it would be Saturday night in Wrigleyville. And it would be the first time the Cubs make it to the World Series since 1945.
That would be crazy.
Yes. So hopefully next week we'll be talking about a Cubs World Series, gentlemen. We will know by then.
Awesome. All right. Sounds good, Mike.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for this hour of the Michael Kulich Show and this week's Money in Motion, sponsored by Kloss Financial. Until next time, we will see you at Kulich.com and KlossFinancial.com. They are both spelled with a K, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And keep that radio on.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.